with relatively safe people who are willing to carry us to rooftops, whip out a saw, cut a hole, and then lower us to Jesus when we need healing, like a band of brothers did for their paralyzed friend in Mark 2, verses 1 through 5. We were created for deep connections with relatively safe people who are willing to sacrifice their own comfort and security for our well-being, like Jonathan did for David, in spite of his wacko dad in 1 Samuel 20. We were created for deep connections with relatively safe people who are willing to walk alongside us even when we're not the best company, like Ruth stuck by her bitter mother-in-law, Naomi, in Ruth 1, verses 1 through 18. Deep connections with relatively safe people mean we can count on a tribe to be cheering with us and for us, not because we necessarily deserve it, but because they claim us as theirs. Whether you're Catholic or Protestant, and regardless of our individual creeds and dogmas, all Christian churches can trace their roots back to this first New Testament congregation of Christ followers described in Acts 2. In spite of the vitriolic arguments over theology that exists now in the body of Christ and have existed for thousands of years, we're all either plants or splits from that original community of faith. Anglican bishop and theologian Leslie Newbegin went so far as to claim that deep connections with relatively safe people can help us see Jesus bigger. He wrote, "The congregation is the hermeneutic of the gospel." In other words, we formulate our understanding of who our Redeemer is largely through the lens of relationships with other Christians. Of course, Jesus himself put the cherry on top of the sundae of Christian community when he explained to an arrogant young Jewish lawyer that the entire law of God, which most Orthodox Jews believe is contained in a detailed, pretty much impossible to keep list of 613 regulations, could be summed up by saying we are to love God and love others. Luke 10, verses 25 through 28. Church was never intended to be an anemic two-hour, once-a-week assembly of well-dressed people. It was always supposed to be a powerful force for our good and God's glory. Such was the kind of congregation described in the first few chapters of Acts. But of course, as fantastic as their first season of doing life together was, it wasn't glory. Theirs was an earthbound gathering, so there were bound to be a few weeds in the garden. Are you willing to risk the give and take of real relationships?